Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts. And we often talk about mindset in this show because it's just such an important part of actually making progress towards your goals. So today I'm happy to welcome back Isabel Smith to the show. Welcome back, Isabel.
I'm happy to be here.
Thanks. Happy to have you here too. We had an amazing show with Isabel previously about her work with assisted living facilities and teaching entrepreneurs how to become owners of these smaller group homes. And it was really interesting for those of you who are looking for new business ideas or maybe potentially opportunities to invest. It's a great, great show. But today, Isabel, I want to ask you about mindset. You know, how in your life have you figured out how to stay focused and how to make progress towards your goals?
Great question. Definitely, I think something, I'm very like type A. And so I write down all these to-do lists, right? For the week, for the month, for the year, like goals, 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 always to-dos, to-dos, to-dos. And I realized like, it doesn't make me feel good unless I check them all off. And some days that's not possible. And so you're just, then you're setting yourself up to feel like the day was a failure just because something happened that was out of your control. You know, we're not in control of a lot of our days. We're only in control of what happens here. So I really decided recently that the two main things to do to make every day feel like a success is by setting a morning intention. Like, what do I want to feel like at the end of the day today? And what do I want to keep bringing my mind back to when I get distracted, when I get unfocused, or when things feel frustrating? What's that intention for the day? Whether it's like, hey, I'm going to be at peace today, or like, I'm going to bring a smile to everyone I have a meeting with, a smile to their face, like just something to like focus on bringing back to that positive energy. And then the other tip that I always do, and I always tell my investors and entrepreneurs to do this, is you can have your big, huge to-do list, but highlight your top three.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
If those three things happen, then it was a successful day. Most of us accomplish way more than three things in a day, but at least if you check those three, the rest, they'll come and go as they go. You know, I heard a story the other day that if you woke up every morning and you ate a frog, the rest of the day would seem easier, right?
Yeah.
The frog would be nasty and you're like, I don't want to do that. So it's like, of those three things, then categorize it. Which one is I don't want to do? Like, I get anxiety when I think about it. I'm like, and get that one done first. Knock it out of the day, because you're usually most powerful right in the beginning of the day. Or if you're not a morning person and you're sleepy in the beginning of the day, so who cares? Get it done while you're just like chugging along, you know? Either way, knock out that hard one, work on those other two. As long as you've done those three, you're good for the day. And then everything else is just a cherry on top. And it makes you feel like every day is a successful day. Sticking to that intention, using those top three and doing that difficult one first is my best and biggest advice for mindset, staying on task and staying focused.
Very, very cool. Yeah. I mean, I think there's so many takeaways to what you just said. And just to pull out a couple of them, I think, you know, as anytime you're trying to accomplish things in your life, and usually, you know, when you have a job, it's like, well, you know what you're supposed to do and what's expected of you. And you're, you know, it's kind of laid out there. But when you're trying to accomplish these other things in your life that are projects that, you know, you don't necessarily, they may be important, but not urgent, right? Then you have to figure out how you can keep pushing the ball forward and keep moving. And then also feeling good about it, right? Because the more you a driven person like me and Isabel, and I'm sure if you're listening to the show, you are as well, then there's just endless things that you could be doing, right? So like, I loved how you said, this is what we can control, right? Like what's happening on the inside in our heart. And so, yeah, being really focused on those three things that you can get done, eating that frog. There's a book called Eat That Frog, which I believe that's from. Yeah, totally. And it's, you know, it's such a good reminder. And then, yeah. And then also just like feeling like you won the day, right? Because if you can have that feeling like you won the day, then that positivity will carry forward into the next day. So love that so much. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Isabel, for coming on the show and sharing all about, you know, some of the things that really help you stay focused and moving the ball forward. Please now share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and what you do and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. So we teach and train on residential assisted living. If you didn't catch the earlier podcast, make sure to go listen to it. But if you want to learn more about what we do, go to RAL101.com. You can schedule a discovery call there. And I'd love to chat with you more about your goals and how we could help you accomplish them.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys check out Isabel's company. Thanks so much, Isabel, for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.